Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome all of you fans and friends and everyone who's involved in the wildness of the world. This is Psyche Jethro, founder of this crazy wild program, and I'm welcoming all of you that are tuning in to 773-897-6461 to have a fun night. We're going to have a little blast. It's Friday, and tonight I have with me my phenomenal hostess, who's an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8, and has since then went on with radio, film, TV, and is known across America as the person who is the one you go to, not only for mediumship, but a lot of magic and just the fun of it. It's Patty Negri. Patty, how are you tonight?
I am great. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction, Jethro. And let me tell everybody about you, because I know who you are, and I think the whole world knows who you are. But just in case they don't, Jethro Smith is part Native American Indian. He was born with a gift of sight and has been reading professionally for over 30 years. He was intensely tested and trained by metaphysical masters, beginning preschool, and is renowned for swift and powerfully accurate reading.
Thank you, Patty.
And you're welcome.
We're going,
and listen in, you'll see.
Yeah, those of you tuning in are going, oh my gosh, it's going to get wild. It is. And Patty, I'm so excited. We've been telling everyone about this, and I just can't wait. We're going to have here in our first part of the show a new part that we've added of playing some beautiful music and adding in. Those of you know that our topic is trust. We're going to be talking about that. There's a lot of you writing in already questions. Go to psychesgonewild.com and put in. Catch one of us for a reading. And I love the comments. I'm already getting some emails in, and some of you guys on Skype are writing me, Jethro, you know, Patty and you always make a fun team. I can't wait to hear it. I know that you've been talking about it on Facebook. So let us know, Patty, about Earth, Air, and Fire, and Water.
Okay, it's a beautiful song. It's actually written by two dear, dear friends of mine, Martin Blasek and his lovely wife, Natasha Blasek. Actually, they also play in a band with my husband. You know, all know Kerry is a drummer. Martin is his bass player in their jazz duo. But actually, Martin and Natasha came to what we did last year in Los Angeles, our Federation conference, our Revive the Spirit conference. And they were inspired by you, by me, Jethro, and they wrote this beautiful song about the environment and our beautiful planet.
I love it. For all of you that are tuning in, remember, we're on iTunes. Grab those phones, 773-897-61. Don't get excited. Just get wild, because me and Patty will be back after this to do some readings. But we're going to play that lovely song right now. We've got a lot of people writing in. Yes, you can write it down. And yes, Tom, we want you to be able to call us in and tell us your true feeling. So here we go.
Underneath the soil, he came from a time when more was more, always a way to fire the forge. But even as a kid, it didn't make sense. How could you take without recompense? You can't defend what's been withdrawn. Burn up a barrel, that barrel is gone. Earth, air, fire, water, mother nature. Heaven's daughter, earth, air, fire, water, every day is getting hotter. Mm-hmm. minds, we are but a flower. Fools can be bent from time to time until they snap back and truly align. There's something way beyond those voicey words. We try to catch metaphysical birds beneath the sky, across the sand.
Thank you for letting us play with such a beautiful song.
And thank you for playing it. You're so welcome. And truly, if we, any of us, have one cause, it really kind of needs to be our planet right now, you know? It's all we got right now. It's all we got.
Friday night with Patty and Jethro, and we are going to go a little wild. We're going to grab some of those phones. We're going to grab some of these emails. We've got a lot of you writing in. Jethro, I haven't heard you on in a while. We thought you took a vacation. I'm glad you came back. Patty, you're always beautiful as ever. I love listening to you. When you're on the radio, I feel much better because I know there's magic alive. Oh, very nice. This is Mark Alton. This is a friend of mine in Antonio, Texas, and we're having a few of you guys are having a little bit of stuff tonight. Remember, if the phones do something, call the 773-897-6461. We do have a lot of audience, and what we've done is we've added more, and so because of this tonight, we're on a little later for those of you that are wondering what happened, and we're here to help you. You guys requested also that me and Patty make sure with our hours, so we're back. We're being wilder, and we're loving you for it. Kim, our wonderful, phenomenal psychic ward, was here as a fill-in. She's helping with stuff, and you know we're always going to have her back. She's not only an American certified psychic, she's one of the best in the world. We feel so grateful for that time that she came and helped with us. And you guys got to know, she's like one of Patty's best friends. So we might have an in to see her again if we really be nice. Those of you tuning in, we've got a lot of friends writing and a lot of fun things going on. Patty, I have to know this. Tonight they're talking about trust. I don't know when to trust when it's my family on the other side. I had my aunt who had passed away 6 years ago come to my house, and I was told by many psychics this. Unfortunately, I didn't work with this, and I didn't trust myself, and I'm afraid I've sent her away. Is there a way that you might be able to help me bring my aunt back around? I do miss her so.
Talk to her, bring her back. Honestly, the pettiness kind of goes away the other side. If she really came there, and you think you sent her away or you didn't trust, she will come back. And maybe ask her to make herself known a little bit more. And then you have to trust your intuition. If it feels right, good chance it is. If it feels a little bit wrong, good chance it probably is. start trusting that inner, we all have that little inner magic that kind of lets us know what is what. So trust that. And if it was really her that came in, your little bit of fear, she would completely understand that.
Love that. Thank you. Patty's just right back. I will try it out. Patty, you always make me feel better about something that made me nervous. I have asked other psychics, and they had told me that one of the things that you have to watch for is they will tap. Is it true that tapping three times is yes or two is no, or do you believe in the tapping system?
Tapping works. I mean, it's not necessarily three times is yes and two is no. It's whatever you set it up. The one thing that's so funny when people are talking for spirits, they forget to set up. You have to set up your own code. There's not some universal three means this and two means that. There just isn't. So literally, if you're working with spirit and you're working through the veil and you're working mediumship or a seance or whatever, just let spirits know. Give us a signal. Tap one. I don't make it two. 17 times for yes or 20. It'll make it simple. Tap once if you hear us. Tap twice. Then, you know, work it. They have to kind of practice. It's them coming through the veil. I actually have antique drums in my house. And they're up high on a wall that you could not, I mean, high over anybody's head. And the spirits love to tap the drum. So I'd boom, 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 boom. But if you want a certain thing, you just kind of ask them, just the same thing. Do you want to tap the table? Do you want to make the candle dance? Do you want to work? But yes, tapping is a pretty easy way for spirits to be able to communicate.
I got to tell you, Patty, you know, this is something that's an area of trust, and we were joking on here with those of you tuned in for me and Dina Flanagan's show, and we were discussing this. One of the situations we're talking about is trusting the ability that we sense things, we feel with different people and relationship. Those of you know that she was talking earlier about her phenomenal husband, and I was fortunate enough to go to California and meet Carrie. Carrie's not only a gifted musician, I got to actually dance to his music. We had such a good time, me and Kay. We actually got to meet him, you know, and he's just a very positive person. Patty, is that something you can talk a little bit about? I know we all look to you a lot of times about the magic and the psychic and your unique abilities because you're just unique, Patty. But as a relationship and living in Hollywood, how do you two work with the trust when you have people wanting the band guy, wanting the movie star? I mean, you're on TV. How do you two deal with the trust of each other? Can we talk about that, or is that an off subject?
Oh, there are no off subjects with me, Jethro. You know that. I haven't found one yet, anyway. True. No, it is about trust. I mean, if you're willing to give your life to somebody, you're getting married or you live together, whatever your vision is, we have committed to each other. We got married. We actually did a pagan hand fasting. And it's trust. And then you just choose to trust. It's we live our own realities. I know and believe and that he is trustworthy and he with me. If you look at it, the people that are worried, like, is my spouse going to cheat on me? Is my spouse going to cheat on me? Where you're focusing is spouse cheat on me, spouse cheat on me. Guess what? Those are the spouses that are going to cheat on you because you're creating that reality. People are always going to live into your expectations. So when we set up our household, when we set up our relationship, it's based on love, love and trust and honesty. And, you know, that's what you get.
Love it, and that makes no sense. Those of you turn in for the manifestating, that's perfect, Patty. You know, one thing, and that's just something that we, you know, and the person's asking right now, I've got them, they don't want to give their name. So those of you tuning in, that's why I'm reading a little bit different, and I got to laugh tonight. For some reason, you guys have got me so, whoa, I'm trying to read and handle this, and I'm being good, but I'm craving food, and these guys were teasing me. I'm not eating anything, but I'm having a lot of energy here because I had someone write me, they go, Jethro, I'm hearing this odd nose. I apologize. I think part of what you guys are hearing is they are filtering. So just hang on with us. Be patient. We love the area that we're working with. And, you know, remember to call in the number. We've got a ton of calls, and we're going to grab a few of those. We're going to take one more email. And those of you going to psychicsconwall.com, go in tonight because we're going to be giving away a beautiful necklace tonight. It is one of my favorite ones. It was hand-tied by me. It's an arrowhead necklace, and it's hand-tied into – it's actually a 2-inch arrowhead and then put on a sterling silver chain. Brought to you by Blue Moon Treasures. Those of you know in Florida is my gift shop, and I'm going to – give it away to one of you people, one of the fans of me and Patty's who calls or writes in to psychicsgonewild.com. So we will pick a number, so there will be two winners. Yes, you're right. We're going to double it up because me and Patty are back together. We want to be wild. So you guys that'll call in, Patty, give me a number from 1 through 128.
Wow, 1 through 128. Okay, how about 24?
24, okay. Hang on, 843, I've got your number, and you will be picked up the second caller, and you are a winner of that necklace. So, yay! 843-457, I will pick you up second here. Don't go anywhere. I don't care what blog post. You fight back. You hold on. So we're going to grab it. Our first caller tonight is 805. And how are you, 805? You didn't win the necklace, but we still want to help you because we love you. How are you?
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you
tonight? Hi, my name's Sandra. I'm fine. I'm great. How are you?
Very excited. We got to be on, me and Patty, and you're our hero. We're all friends. I'm loving it. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I just wanted to ask you, I'm a single mother of a three-year-old, and I wanted to ask you, I'm going to move shortly. It's not working out where we're living now. And I wanted to know if you see something safe and secure coming my way and a brighter future for me and my daughter.
Sandra, I do. I do see a better thing. I see that the situation is there, and I feel that it is in your hands. I feel like you and your daughter have got to go. I also feel like that what's been happening there has got you a little nervous because there are people there, I feel, that are working there with you, and they're telling me, the guides, that you, it's time to go, that you need a change, and that you're a little bit nervous, but you've outgrown where you are. There's something there that's not safe there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've only been there for not even, it'll be almost 2 months. Oh, yeah. It's not a good place for me or the baby. And I feel like an outcast, and I don't feel safe there. Yeah, you're right. I've been offered to move into a house that I used to live in when I was pregnant with the baby, but I don't know if that's the right spot for me either. And I need to make up my mind in the next, like, week and a half. So I just...
Patty, help her with that.
Yes. I was silent for a second. I actually had to mute out because my phone was being noisy. Yes, I see the same thing. I see there is someplace wonderful for you right around the corner, and someplace more balanced. You need more balance in where you are.
You're right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
That's really crucial for your way of being and your next level of where you're going. So talk to spirit. Put a glass of water by the side of your bed. Go to dream school with it. And you're going to know as it shows up whether it's the place you were before. I'm not getting that. I'm getting that there's someplace better. Not that that other place isn't a possibility.
And
you're going to be
far
really,
from my friends and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's something else that's really, really there. Trust it. And choose to make, while you're at the place that you're at, choose to make it safe. Don't keep saying, again, that manifesting thing. Don't keep saying it's not safe, it's not safe. It's, yes, you're going to move. Yes, you're going to find a perfect place. But starting this second on until the day you are out of there, make it safe. You can do it energetically. You have the power. We have the power. Make it the best it can be. Protect it with energy and with light. Fine.
Right.
Don't
and I'm
going
to be able to. Do you see me? I want to do settings for a house. I want to furnish the houses. I want to set them while they're being viewed to be sold, because I've been going to school for interior decorating. Do you see me prospering in that? Because I have an opportunity to do a setting at a house right now, and I mean, that's good money. And just putting the furniture on and making it look good. Do you see that in my future here with this new place? Because this is kind of what I'm counting on.
Yeah, I do. I completely do. And again, it's a time for you really coming into your power, really going through a crossroads, really kind of claiming it.
Right.
And
I've been alone
really
for 2 years. Just Emily and I. Her dad left us. I mean, I haven't had no man, no nothing. It's just her and I. I've been holding off. I've been focusing on us. And, right, I feel like it is my year. I mean, I'm having something good deserving to me. After talking with you, I'm really glad that I haven't given the rent over to this man yet to move into the house, because I do sort of feel, and so does my friend Donna, that there's something closer here where I need. And I still have, you know, a week or so left, so I can just keep looking. You feel something close in the area is where I'm at now, surrounded with my friends?
What? I didn't hear that for some reason.
Something more closer, surrounding by my friends, where I'm at.
Yes. Yeah. Create what you want. See it. Feel it. Taste it. See it. Create it. Then go look there, of course. You got to put the action to back it up. But, yeah.
And Sandra, we love you. We have to go. If you do get a hold of me on psychicsgonewild.com and put your name, I will send you a free St. Christopher necklace. It's good for travel. It's a lot of fun. And it's kind of cool because he has like a really cool picture that I have from Italy that was on the description. Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. I will. I'll go look for that. Thank you. God bless. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bless you. You too.
Bless you. Bye.
We're wild. We're going wild. We've got people calling in from all over wanting to move, not wanting to move. What do you want to do? What do you feel about it? Call us. Let us know. We've got people calling in. Jethro, I can't believe it. Last time I called in, you were eating something. Now this time you're talking about eating. Give it up. Stop eating. I can't help it. It is what I love to do. Patty, is there something that you enjoy to do? I mean, I know psychics who like to keep their hands busy. I've heard of people who are silently in their head doing it. Is there anything you really like to do, especially when you're reading or when you're having a mediumship night?
Well, when I'm focusing, I'm pretty much focusing. But like right now, in betwixt, while we're just talking and going back and forth, I am shuffling my cards. And I am taping them up with scotch tape because the deck, my master deck, is like 30-something years old, and they're very sad looking. So I am continually putting scotch tape, holding them together over and over again. So that's my little odd tick idiosyncrasy while we sit here like on the radio. But once I'm with a person, I'm kind of just, boom, laser beam in on them.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, now we're finding out the goods. We get to hear it all here on Fridays. I have to know about something, Jethro and Patty. My friend has been having a glass of wine lately. The problem is she is a psychic, and I'm wondering, can this affect her ability? Is a glass of wine going to make my psychic more tuned, or should I warn her this could be messing with her gift?
My point of view, and I am a wine drinker, is she will figure that out. It's certainly not for you to know. I am good with one glass of wine. I'm not going to get drunk in work because I don't do that. I'm not going to have two or three glasses of wine. But some people, it actually relaxes a little and lets them be able to relax into so they could trust themselves in the reading. Some people it's not particularly great for. They need their sharpest sense. My husband, when he's playing drums, which is different than psychic, he will not have a sip of anything until afterwards. And for me, if I am so inclined to have a glass of wine, I will, but that's it. So, you know, I think she will be aware. Trust her. I mean, if you see a problem, like she's slurring her words as she's reading with you, then maybe you'd want to say something, but that's for her to figure out.
I love that. And I had both teachers, and I agree with Patty very much. I had a teacher like Carrie, his name was Vic. Did not believe in any of it. I had a teacher of Abby who believed that you could have a little bit, obviously, like Patty said, to a little bit, and it would not hurt. So we're getting it from us. It's their preference. And please, those of you who do have the opinion, sometimes I have the most funniest thing. You know, you think about this spiritual path. I've had so many people, I had someone even freak out. They saw me dirty dance with my girlfriend and had a really crisis because psychics don't do that. We are actually real people. I mean, I have children and a life. I kind of laughed, but I told him, you know, I guess you guys realize that, you know, with that, yes, we still dance and we don't dirty dance anymore because the person kind of embarrassed me to realize that I could do that, but I was during that time. So those of you calling in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're giving the juice tonight. Patty Negri, Psyche Jethro. It's getting real. It's getting wild. And we're going to grab that winner of that beautiful arrowhead necklace from Blue Moon Treasures. 843, you're the winner. I hope you like necklaces. How are you, 843?
Oh my gosh, I love necklaces. Thank you. I was so excited when I heard you call my number. I was like, oh my God, is it really me?
It's really you. I'm so glad you called Psyche's Gone Wild. This is brought to you by Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, Jen Bach Drakey, and Gary Wimmer, Dina Flanagan. We all put together, and this necklace is a gift to you from us for listening to our show and being a fan. Are you? You'll have to send your address to me. I am psychic, but I can't pick it up from your number. I'm not that good yet.
Okay.
So go there. Can I get your name? And let's give you a read on top of it. Let's just get really wild.
Sure. My name is Sunithia. I haven't talked to you guys. I think it's been over a year. So I'm really excited that, you know, it's my first time calling back in about a year, and I won. That was really great.
Oh, well, you called back. You love us. We love you. You're a keeper. You said the right thing. You called back. I don't like waiting for nobody calling me. I'm just teasing you. I got to tease you a little bit. If I didn't do that, they wouldn't know me. I'm eating and making jokes, goofy jokes, but jokes. Cynthia, I feel like you, is there a certain area you want to look at? Because I'm picking up two things here.
Well, tell me what you're picking up.
I'm picking up that there is I feel like there's something going on here with a romance or something that's happening here. I feel like that you're looking with this, but I feel like it's not I wouldn't say consummated, not the right word, but I don't feel like it's all manifested for you. I feel there's something going on where there's an interest for you, and I feel like you're looking, but I feel like this is male. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel there's a male that you're trying to get the attention of, or more romance with. Something's going on with love there.
Consummated was a great word, and that was the reason why I called in. it hasn't been consummated. He was a friend of mine. We've been friends since we were, 10, 11, or 12, or whatever. And, you know, we tried to, like, little boyfriend-girlfriend thing or whatever. So we've been friends, and just kind of one day out of the blue, I fell completely in love with him. And I said, oh my God, yeah. And it's like I know about everything else that's going on in his life. So I think he was trying to push me away on purpose. I'm not really sure. But because I did tell him how I felt, and I haven't talked to him in like over a week. So, and, you know, that's just really unusual for us. I'm just kind of like, you know, freaking out. I don't know what else to do.
Woo.
Jump in love, Dr. Jess.
I love it. And the guys are saying the second thing that's also happening here with this energy is I feel the really positive of him not only looking back, but I feel something that's going on for this gentleman. I'm seeing the strength there. I'm seeing this work happening. And I laugh. He looks like a little kid, like he's got some kind of Lego thing going on. He's putting buildings over here. He's putting things together. And then he's kind of like laughing. He's kind of like, okay, it's happening and it's doing it. And I feel that in his work, there's something that's going to happen with this gentleman who's a little bit crafty, who's going to make him more finances and things than even he realized. I feel like he's on the brink this summer of really coming into some really good work business wise.
Mm-hmm. Well, he owns his own mechanic shop, and you know that's his part time thing, and he wants to make that full time one day. So that makes sense.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yay. So, Patty, what do we do? You're glad you called in. You seem to be, I've got other people tease me, what's going on here, Jeff? I love her. Like, what's going on?
Don't get all nervous. Don't read that wrong. Just have fun with it. See where it goes. Remember, he's this guy that you've known for a long, long time. Just see how that energy shifts and changes and have fun with it, like Jethro said.
Well, I don't want him to break my heart. I feel like he's going to break my heart.
Yeah.
We haven't talked in a week because he canceled plans that we had last week. And, you know, I was just like, why would you do that? You know, so I haven't talked to him. He hasn't talked to me. And I don't know. I just feel like I should just let it go. But I don't know if I should.
Well, I mean, you should at the very least talk to him because, again, what we were talking about earlier on the show is that you're the one putting the break my heart energy out there not him, you at the very least, if he's somebody you've known for a long time, have a conversation with him. If he's not willing to have a conversation with you, he's not even worth it. But I think you're coloring a lot of this just with your own fears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Trust. We're talking about trust. You got that T word going on. And they're telling me that I'm also hearing this is really good with your angels. They said to make sure that you take a little time to just sit down and relax. You're working way too hard.
Yeah.
Remember to pamper yourself.
Yeah, well, I have been. I have been.
Okay, girl, you have it.
I can't forget about myself anymore. So, you know, someone told me a long time ago I needed to do that, and I've been doing it. So that, yeah, that's definitely on point. Well, I was just wondering about that because, you know, I'm like, I'm still in love with him, but I don't want to, I guess, risk our friendship over it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, but again, it shouldn't hurt your friendship. I agree with Jethro that he's kind of titillated by this, kind of excited by this, kind of fearful of this. So you might be reading a little bit of the same fear that he might be reading from you, your fear of your heart might be broken. That's why I'm saying kind of, or Jethro said, you know, chill a little, relax into it a little, have fun, and see, it won't hurt your friendship. You guys have a long-term friendship. You know, go slow.
All right. Well, is dating other people out of the question? Until I forget his whole thing.
Oh, girl.
I have a monogamous relationship, one that hasn't even been consummated yet, so.
Well, it hasn't been.
We love you. Please,
I gotta
run. Make sure you.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you put in for that necklace, dear. We gotta go. Other people are pushing her. Like, Jethro, you're giving her all the attention. You gotta share, Patty.
Oh,
I don't want to get mad. They're bigger. You're okay.
But thank
we
you guys. Thank you guys.
Bye bye.
Bye. We're wild. I hope you guys know. We just had a winner of a necklace. We were sitting here talking. We had a great time. Want to know what you guys are thinking? Get a hold of us at psychescumwall.com. What do you think about it? I've got to tell you, Jethro, I think that Jan Bachdrinky has great-looking legs. Okay. We know that Jan was and is, I think, a dancer. I think right now she, those of you who know, Jan is a very worked-out, beautiful, married lady, and we love that. You know, we're wild. We will talk about this. Riding in together, you guys made me a little red. For some reason, that just spooked me. I know Jan had nice legs. It just made me red saying it. We've got a lot of you riding in. What else is happening, Patty, with the world? People are now, I've noticed, more open to metaphysical. What do you feel that it would be okay for me to try this out in Oklahoma? I've always thought magic was good, but I'm afraid I'm in the Bible Belt. Where would I go, and what do you think I should do to start doing some magic?
I think, again, work in the light and trust yourself and go for it. They haven't burned anybody at the stake in quite some time. I mean, it's not that you're going to go put weird things on, and well, I do, but no, that you're going to, you know, you don't have to put up a big sign that says you're doing magic and watch out, Bible thumpers. You know, follow your heart. You follow your heart and you stay in the light. You're going to be protected. Discover your magic. You don't have to shout it from a mountaintop, especially when you're learning. And then you learn discernment as you do magic. Again, I am way out there. I'm way out of that broom closet. But a lot of people who are beautiful, true practitioners aren't. So if you're in a very, very conservative or very judgmental neighborhood, it's okay to keep some of your faith to yourself.
Makes perfect sense. You know, Patty, and what I loved about it is that those of you tuning in, we got a lot of you guys sometimes a little shy. Someone was writing here at the same time. They go, this is something I wanted to know. So I know you guys. Go ahead. Don't be nervous. That's what me and Patty do. And I know that question sometimes is there. That's what Patty was saying. Just go ahead and go. I think that sometimes we're here for those of you who are, we will joke and say, our closet psychics, our closet magicians. I had someone write to me and laugh that they have been practicing for a month, reading their own energy, and have realized they They like themselves. And I think that's really funny, because if you think about it, you're getting to know you. That's what this path is about. So we love that. Remember, if you're enjoying what you're doing and you're not hurting anyone, continue to enjoy that light. Tuning in to a lot of you friends that are calling and writing. We're trying to get through. Those of you who didn't get in tonight at the beginning, I've got a lot of you guys asking. We will play Patty's friend's song, Earth, Air, Fire, and Water by Martin and Natasha, here again before we go. We got a few more minutes. We got a bunch of you guys calling. We want to get a few calls. I do caution you guys. I've got a lot of you guys saying there's a problem with the phones tonight. Just, you know, the answer is just call back in. There's no reason to get upset. It means that we've got a full board. We've got a lot of people. And sometimes our energy just does that. Me and Patty have an ability of raising the vibration. It's that time of the night. And Patty's guides have always done this in her guides. A lot of Patty's friends, I always tease, are a little bit later to the group. They've just hit. So those of you that are getting that extra energy, it's Patty's fans. A lot of them from California have decided to come wild. It's, 6:35 out there right now?
Yep.
So you've got, we've got a lot of group. That's why you're feeling the energy. For those of you that are intuitive or empath that are very sensitive, that also that positive tingling sensation isn't just the energy of Patty. It's Hollywood. You guys remember, I lived out there, and I got a couple of them writing Patty. They're going, what's going on? There's all these feelings, and it's getting really intense, Jethro. I haven't had this on there. Well, Dina's in Maine, and I'm in Florida. So when we add me and Dina, we get a little bit of a hot-cold thing going on. We get Patty, we get magic, and a lot of glitter and beautiful people. So grab on. Take a ride. You know what they say. Fasten your seatbelts. We're going up.
It's fun. Enjoy it. It's all good.
Wonderful. 508. I know you've waited. There's a bunch of you. Don't get stressed out. We still got time. How about you, 508?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Great.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah.
My question is, I'm just going through a lot right now, like in my life. There's a lot of changes and stuff, and I feel a little lost, and I didn't know if there was, I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I know a general message from my spirit guides or angels.
One thing I get that the lost part is just because you're on a new path. You're kind of switching paths. You're kind of changing a road, so there's a whole lot of new stuff going on, and it feels a little chaotic, kind of like a roller coaster,
yeah.
Right? But just,
totally.
Again,
yeah.
Like Jethro just said, you're like a roller coaster. Have fun with it. Decide that you like roller coasters, and they're not bad, and it's a joy ride. You're going to come into a lot of power from what you're getting from this, from what you're learning from this, from things you're experiencing. You're literally raising up a vibration right now. So it's like you're in school, or I call it grad school sometimes, when, you know, I think you somewhere along the line told Spirit you want to change and grow, right?
That's
you made a
true,
declarative
yeah.
statement about that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You get what you ask for.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. So have fun with it. Don't take it. I mean, it is serious, but I mean, no, make it, it's your choice to make it, oh, or ah, and make it, ah, this is great and fun. And what's going to come out of it is bigger, stronger, like Phoenix rising from the ashes.
Oh, yes, I agree with you, Patty, and I love what the angels are saying that, and they're also giving you the strength. It's time to hear you roar, and you're ready to do it. I'm also being told to, the guide said that, remember, there's also some really good things in music for you. I feel like you needed to do some kind of music that puts you in that state and let it help clear up some of the energy. You've got something there that's a little
cluttered
around.
I'm a musician. That's really awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
I am. I'm a singer. I actually do record with a lot of people, so that's really interesting because I feel that is one of the reasons that I'm incarnated now.
Oh, I love it. And they're showing me that with Gabriel. No wonder that's your head angel. You rock, girl. You got it going on in there.
Okay.
Loving
do you
it.
Do you ever
beautiful.
See it being something that could be like something I could do a lot more, or is it just something that will always be this way? Like, or will it ever get any more like I'll be more involved?
More involved. They're also saying that's part of the energy. Part of it is this is now the time. And remember, it's a lot of hard work, but there's a lot out there. Today's Barbara Streisand's birthday. Why don't we be saying it's your birthday a couple times in the legends you did? Go get them, girl. That dream's out there. We're waiting for you to grab that cloud and fly right in.
Oh,
you know?
Cool. All
right. Yes.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you.
We're having fun, and I hope you guys are too. It's Psychics Gone Wild. We have Patty Negri tonight here from Hollywood. Those of you who are getting the tingle, a little bit of glitter, you know now where she's doing. We have a magic person in the room. Patty, I have a crystal ball, and my friend told me that if I work with it really, really hard, I can utilize it to get the lottery. Is this right, and should I attempt this? Because I heard any time of gambling, even with metaphysical, could be bad.
Okay. I am not one of those lottery people, but there are no hard and fast rules to anything. To me, about magic, about spirituality, there's not bad, there's not good, and hard and fast. I personally think if we could, with our psychic abilities, win the lottery, we'd be a whole lot more rich psychics. Jethro and I, we're like top rated. We should have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But we don't, because I think that the universe, spirit, God, source, is going, that's not maybe the best use of your psychic gifts. Maybe. So I'm not saying that it's wrong or gambling is wrong, but I think that that's is for the greater good, maybe or maybe isn't it. I honestly don't know if anybody's use a crystal ball versus any other divination method. The crystal ball is a divination method. It's a portal. It's for spirit to work through. Whether you work for a leaded, a glass ball, or you work with a crystal, a spirit ball, I mean, they both do different things. They both work in different ways. If you ask for lottery numbers and you're supposed to get them, then I think you could get them anyway what you do. But if you don't look at that as a complication of your gift, what it means you do or don't have the spirit. And I don't think it's bad to ask. I just don't know that you're going to get it. I don't know, Jethro. That's just my opinion. It's no any better than anybody else's opinion on that, though, because I'm really not a lottery person. What do you think, Jethro?
Oh, that's a good question. And I think you ask and you shall receive. So I would say for me, yes, they should. And I always have believed that, and you believe even the Bible, they say, Matthew, you do that. You put out for it. And I know that the person that I did get some lottery, which I'm like, Patty, I kind of was bummed that the guides didn't give it to me, but the lady that I did get some of the numbers for, she just knew like she knew. We talked and they got the numbers. I actually got it off of a selenite. For those of you who do stones, it looked like that. I got the numbers, and she won there in Colorado. So I feel like, Patty, that you know, there's no rules to it. I think you should enjoy it. And like Patty was saying with the other part of earlier in the show, don't limit yourself. If you're putting out in your mind, my boyfriend's doing it, or you're putting out, this is there, then your guides are giving you back that. It's resonating through the university, through the universe, yeah, in the university of your working life, that it's going through the universe. It's not a good thing. So put out there that I accept all forms of it. For those of you who are looking for financial, it's called spreading the wealth, and it's something very, very magical you can do in your energy. Start accepting any and all forms of it. I've had so many people tell me, Jethro, I've sat here for years, and I've waited for that check in the mail. That guy hasn't rang my bell, and Publisher Clearing House doesn't want to give me a check. You know what? Because you're focused on one way, open the energy, your left side of your mind, and say, I will accept all forms of it, any forms of financial beneficial, any forms of gain. And I can guarantee you this will work. Within 7 days in your life, by opening that and manifesting and seeing it, you're going to have it come in all forms. It may be a bill gets cut. It may be an old check that got misplaced. It may be financial cash in the street. I had a friend tell me, why do you always pick up the change in the street? I go, I want the angels not to misunderstand me. I can always use this to help other people. So if you're putting that out in the universe, the guides will bring you balance. I had a person give me a discount. They gave me 15 chairs for my psychic circle. Someone told me, they go, Jethro, those chairs are not the right color. And I said, the grace of a God, I love the fact and the light, they give me the chairs. The friend told me, she goes, I'm going to give you a sandwich. I said, why? She goes, because you're always hungry. And so what I keep saying to you guys, put that out there. Does that $6 chicken sandwich mean that I'm rich? Yes, because it was given to me and a blessing. It made me feel good. And as you keep spreading that, it just will go. But just like you were just saying, if you go, is this there, and you worry about it, then that puts out to the guides, they're not ready. The angels and the guides want us to be happy. And I know this is going to sound really wild, but if you think about it, sharing a blessing and feeling good, it comes back sevenfold. So So yeah, we got a lot of you guys. I know you're all going, well, Jethro, you guys are talking, I want to get in. Let me get some of the readings, because you got to remember, me and Patty do this all day long. We do love you, and we're going to grab a hold of those phones. We are going to play that song again, so those of you getting ready that haven't heard it, hang on. I know a lot of you said, I've been here the whole hour, Jethro. 912, we pick you.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great, how are you been?
I'm good. How about you? All right, this is
Jamal. Good. I know, my friend. I have not heard from my little Blu-ray wild one. You've been out there and doing stuff, and I've heard from the rumors that you're like, are you getting out there doing the readings like I prayed you would do?
Yeah, something like that. I'm helping people. I'm channeling messages.
Blessings, Jamal. What can me and Patty do? It's been a long time no see you, friend.
Yes. Well, it's just a question I have, like, with my creativity. Like, I make music a lot, and I always seem to be talking about the same person in my music, and that's always been my – it's like, this woman is my muse. So I just want to know, like, what's the connection between me and her? Like, because we're not too much together anymore, but no matter what, she's always, like, the inspiration to any creative – endeavor I have, you know.
I'm getting that it's very, very karmic with you. It's probably lifetimes with you. And I get that she balanced you almost the sun energy, which is a strong energy. It her femininity balances off that male energy of you. Plus, it balances the left brain and right brain. It's all about balance with her and you. So even if you're not together as a couple, she certainly could be your muse, and I'm sure it's a karmic and going on forever and ever, and you'll still always be connected.
All right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you get energized just thinking about her? Because that's what I see.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
We want one of those songs, Jamar. You better send us one here or give us permission. We can play it on here on Psychics Gone Wild.
All right, I will. I will, most definitely.
Okay. Oh, loving you. We're going to move it on here. We got to go. We love you. Remember to keep telling your friends. And thank you so much. I know that you have a lot of people that call in. I've had some other friends tell me that you do tell them that we're really good. And we love you. You're really good, Jamar. I've heard good stuff about you. You're out there helping people. Stay cool.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jamar. The phones are being pushed. These people are not even giving us a chance here. Those of you who got to hear earlier, this is some friends of Patty's. Patty, once again, would you introduce the Earth, Air, Fire, Water makers?
Yes. This is Martin Blasek and Natasha Blasek. They together make snowflakes. You can find their music on the internet at snowflakesmusic.com, or you can go snowflakes on Facebook, and they were inspired by Jethro and myself and other Federation members when we did a three-day weekend last year in Los Angeles, and they were inspired by that weekend to write this beautiful song.
Underneath the soil, he came from a time when more was more. Always a way to fire the forge, but even as a kid, it didn't make sense. How could you take without recompense? You can't defend what's been withdrawn. Burn up a barrel, that barrel is gone. Air, fire, water. And daughter, air, fire, water, every day is getting hotter. We found out the truth about the element's power, despite our designs, we are fun. Back and truly lion. His poetry words trying to catch metaphysical birds beneath the sky, across the land, sweetly with slumber in infinite air. Air, fire, water, mother nature is heaven's daughter.
Something here I want to tell all of you that would loop for Psyche's Gone Wild. Anybody who goes in and buys the Snowflake CD and motivates these people to make more beautiful music and keep that out there, all of you are writing, check it out and sends me the receipt, will get their choice of a Psyche's Gone Wild t-shirt for free. You can pick their favorite host or hostess and we'll put it on there. And if you buy two of them, you'll be able to get two. So we'll do that with you. We'll have to limit it because I know how many guys have got on tonight. You know, Uncle Jethro doesn't have that big a wallet, but he does have a good heart, and we're going to do this because we're going to help out with all of you guys. Just go and do at least buy two. Just go in and buy one of the Snowflakes ones, send me the receipt, and what we'll do is we'll send you that t-shirt. We have t-shirts of Patty Negri. We have Psychic Jethro. We have Gary Wimmer. We have Jan Bachtreiki. We have Dina Flanagan. Come on, you guys in Chicago. You were teasing us the other night. You wanted to see something wild. Go ahead and buy those CD from Snowflake. We got a lot of you guys writing in. Thank you, Patty, for bringing such a fun part. We got a lot of people. And this was a better show tonight. Sometimes, Jethro, I listen in. I love listening to you and Patty. It never stops. But you know, we can hear other people's things. I'm so glad. I will be getting a hold of you on Psyche's Gone Wild and get a reading later. Well, good. See, that's what we do. Greg is writing in. Patty, I want to know when are you going to be in the area of Texas? I know that I heard that you're going to be there. I want to go and fly any place in Texas that you're at. I would love to have a personal reading by you.
Yes, you can do that. We actually, our very next Federation event is July in the Dallas area at a beautiful store called Miracles of Joy in Lewiston, Texas. The weekend of July 17th, 18th, and 19th, we're doing a three-day event. And it's going to be similar to last time where we're going to do a seance, we're going to do a gallery read, we've got workshops throughout the days, private readings with Federation psychics throughout all 3 days. This time we're actually doing a dinner with everybody who comes to the whole thing on Sunday night, and it's unbelievably affordable. It's great. Working with Joy Koff at Miracles of Joy, it's great. We do have an event page on Facebook. Not that I can think of the name of it. Oh, yes, I can. It is called, I've cut that off my thing. There's an event page for it, but we'll figure it out. Embrace Your Spirit. That's what it's called. Embrace Your Spirit and Awaken the Psychic Within, Conference 2015. So myself will be there. Shauna Friedenberger is coming in from Seattle, John Capello, who is in Texas, beautiful psychic. Deborah Bishop's coming in from Nashville, and the beautiful Kimberly Ward, who's been my co-host while Jethro was away, is coming in from upstate New York. So please join us. The only thing missing is Jethro, but we'll get him at the next one.
Yes, and I love you guys, and they are so much fun, you guys. You better take lots of pictures, and we can't wait to hear it. Play by play. You guys are going to have such a good time. I know that California was, we didn't miss a moment. Me and Kay got very little sleep, and it was worth every fun. So if you're ready to have fun, go to that federation. Tell us all, and I've got a bunch of you writing in, and we will be letting you know about that. We'll be broadcasting that all the way up to there and of it, because, you know, we're not only a follower of Patty, but we're a very firm believer of the American Federation's association. Those of you tuning in, we have been wild. I hope you've been wild on Friday. We had a winner of a necklace. We got another friend here. We've got the snowflake music. Patty, my son is a toddler, and I'm having a really strange thing happen. He is 9 years old, and he keeps telling me that he is seeing these people. We joked about it at first, and now my husband has told me that if I don't stop teaching my son to do these things, he's going to divorce me. The problem is, I do think my son is actually gifted. Who should I work with, and how do I help this family problem?
Okay, number one, don't turn it into a problem. Turn it into a blessing and a magical thing. My point of view, you have to certainly respect and understand your husband and try to talk with him. I also believe you need to encourage your son, because I knew when I was little, I was kind of confused. I heard toddler and I heard nine. So it could be a nine-year-old toddler, but I don't think so. So encourage your son. Maybe it's not something, you know, he has to be careful of who he shares or how he shares, but it's something to be open to, and don't negate anything that he may be seeing or feeling. But I get a feeling that you're really good with balance. I'm not sure of your astrological sign, but you're able to really show and respect your husband and his wishes and try to understand him, and at the same time be able to encourage your child. That's beautiful compromise, and Spirit's going to work with you on that one.
Hear that? We got it going on here. Patty, they're getting to that part of the night, and they're giving us that look. We got a lot of you. I do want to say to all the 856, 843, 424, 8551, 717, 843, and then going right down. We would love to have you come and listen to us again. We're always here. Thank you for all the new people that are writing into psychicstonewall.com to get your questions answered. Where do we find Patty, and how do we get that wonderful reading?
Okay, you can find me at pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com, and from there you could find me on Facebook and Yelp and all those different things. And of course you could also find me at Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro, and you can also find both of us at American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, amcpm.org, and Bathroom Walls Across America. Where can they find you? That's true.
No, I'm just kidding. You guys laughing. We're teasing her now. But yes, psychicsgonewild.com, American Federation for me. And if you want to go to my personal site, it's www.jethrosmith.net. I do mostly my readings through the bookings. If you really have the urge and you feel real wild, come down to 114 North Del Mabry. Me and my son, who is feeling really good, Psychic Ryan, are doing readings down here. And we're going to be going ghost hunting. We've got a van together. We found a place that there's been three ghost sightings, and we're taking the camera, me and him and another psychic, and we're going to find out how many really ghosts are hiding in Tampa, Florida. So get a hold of us if you'd like to do that event. We love you guys, and we have to go, but remember, stay wild. It is the way to be.